Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Beit Sabea 35 in the last couple of dapim, the last couple of pages here on Beit Sam. The Mishnah talks about how we may lower produce through a skylight on Yom Tov, but not on the Shabbos. We may cover produce with cloths to guard against dripping rainwater, pitchers of wine. Pitchers of oil also may be covered to guard against dripping water, and we may put a vessel under dripping water on the Sabbath to protect the house. The idea being we could take preventative measures in order not for something to get ruined, not for something to get destroyed. It reminds me of the idea during Sukkot, our schach blew away. I thought to tie it to the boards that were underneath, didn't realize the boards would also fly off, so now When I redid it, three-quarters, two-thirds of the way through Sukkos, I tied it down to the actual poles. We have those poles that are banged in, the white ones, so I tied it to that, and that was the preventative measure for it not to blow away, and it did blow away. But that night when I saw everything tumble down, it was going to rain. So my preventative measure, my wife said, why would you put it up now? Don't make yourself be extra exerted. Store it away till tomorrow after the rain and then put it up, because we don't want the schach, we don't want that aspect of the sukkah to get ruined. In general, if you know there's a storm coming, you know there's a storm brewing, what do you do to save your things? If you left out your talis outside shul and it's going to rain, you left side your tefillin, God forbid, outside shul, it's going to rain, get those tefillin, get the talis, make sure to be involved in preventative measures. And in life, make sure to be involved in preventative measures. That's why we have security systems and locks. That's why we have homeowners insurance. And for those who live by the ocean, they have the flood insurance. There's different things, different aspects, different things in our life to make sure that we're involved in the preventative measures. Just as the Gemara talks about how you could bring in the barley, you could cover the thing so it doesn't get ruined from the rain, so too in our own lives we should have preventative measures in order to protect our things. And car insurance, everyone has also, right? Different things that we can have to have preventative measures and safety measures just in case in our lives and the lives of our families and kids of those around us. Join us next time as we talk Beit Sabea 36 here on the TTD.